T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Landlines are expensive, old-fashioned, and they do not do texting. So what's the use of a boring old phone still attached to your wall? Well, the usefulness of the 140-year-old landline telephone became clear to millions of Californians last week when extreme wildfire risk led to preemptive power cuts, which in turn knocked out cell phone towers across the state. Suddenly, your cell phone was useless, and if you didn't have a landline, you were in the dark. So what happens if a major earthquake knocks down cell phone towers? Then what? We start with California's cell phone conundrum. Brian Ferguson is deputy director of the California Office of Emergency Services. Brian, I remember a few years ago, somebody who I was talking to in emergency services saying that he didn't know of anyone in emergency services that didn't maintain a landline in their home. Does that jibe with what you know?
Yeah, thanks for having us. And that is consistent. You know, certainly the new challenges that we're facing with utility-initiated power shutoffs combined with dangerous fire weather presents a new and complex challenge. These days, we're more reliant than ever on technology and our cell phones, from everything from ordering lunch to finding directions. You know, and we take for granted that in an emergency, our cell phone will work. And so certainly, this is a challenge that we're trying to educate all Californians to be prepared. And as part of your preparedness package, knowing how you'd navigate, how you'd meet your family, how you'd communicate with your loved ones during an emergency if you didn't have access to that cell phone.
Okay, so maybe have that meetup site that you know to go to if you can't get in touch with each other. But we saw the cell phone towers go down when they had the power outages. I think some of the numbers, like 57% of the service was out in just Marin County, and then 20-30%. That's a lot of people. So are there any rules for the towers for the cell phone companies that say they have to have generators for at least a couple days, something like that?
So what we've been told by the telecom providers is that in many cases they have, you know, backup generators that rely on fuel, gasoline for 24 or 48 hours. However, during this last set of power shutoffs, we had, 48 or, or hours or longer of power off. So in many cases, even towers with backup generators were going offline. And certainly that's something that we as a state, that's a cause for concern, and we're working with the utilities to make sure that they're filling the gaps and hardening their infrastructure. But also for all of us as Californians, it's important that, you know, you have that backup plan. It's coordinating with your family so you know where you would meet, having a pack of emergency supplies, whether that's water, medicine, vital documents, and that you're listening to first responders if, you know, because the information, if it's not coming through your cell phone, it may be people going door to door if you're in a community that's under evacuation. We also had cases during the last power shutoffs where local government and fire and police were having loudspeakers mounted on top of emergency vehicles to make announcements that way or through helicopters. So certainly trying to solve that problem, from a first responder perspective, but always the best plan is to work with your family to know what you would do to be prepared if you didn't have access to the tools that you're used to during an emergency.
Do you have a landline?
I do. And that's probably unusual. I'm 35, and many people in my age demographic are getting rid of them, just like they're getting rid of their cable TV connection. And so, we're working to evolve.
But you know what a dial tone is.
I do.
That sound before.
But that's less and less common these days. So I think, having a landline is helpful in some cases. But having a backup plan, whatever that is, whether that's a landline or something else, is really vital to keep your family safe in an emergency.
It's Brian Ferguson, Deputy Director, California Office of Emergency Services.